You're listening to The Trial Lawyer's Handbook, a courtroom preparation podcast series brought to you by Holland & Knight. This series is hosted by litigation attorney Dan Small. Listeners of this series will gain a fresh perspective on how attorneys can address various trial preparation issues and set themselves up for success in and out of the courtroom.
My favorite quote about expert witnesses comes from the Kerstetter case more than 60 years ago. Expert opinion, the court said, is only an ordinary guess in evening clothes. If that's true, we lawyers have to fit the clothes just right. We have to determine what our core themes are and how our experts can convey them. When it comes to experts, the lawyer is the captain of the ship. That's not always easy. These witnesses are, after all, experts. And a good expert can do a lot to help guide the ship. But as a trial lawyer, we are the captain. It's our case. We know what we want, we know what we need, and we know what's going to happen. And we're responsible if we don't exercise control. Experts were a key part of the Farmers Export grain elevator explosion trial we've been talking about in prior episodes. At the time, the science of grain dust was still evolving, and there weren't that many real experts. So to begin with, I tried to read everything I could find on the subject. I wanted to be as expert as the experts, and I needed to understand how to present this to the jury. I spent a good deal of time preparing my expert witness to present to the jury. I'm a big believer that one of the most important tools for preparing your case is to tell the story of the case to non-lawyers, friends, family, strangers at a bar, somebody at the gym, whatever. You are not going to be trying the case to the lawyer down the hall from you. You're going to be trying the case to those other folks. Tell the story to them and listen to their reactions and to their questions. That's your jury, not fellow lawyers. Listen to that jury and respond to them and to their questions. When I did this in the grain elevator case, one of the things I kept hearing was, grain dust? What? Grain dust? Explosive? Our expert could say that when grain dust is suspended in the air, it becomes 4 times more explosive than coal dust. But that didn't sound right to a jury. The jury needed more. Grain dust? Explosive? In his wonderful novel, Stranger in a Strange Land, author Robert Heinlein introduced the term grok. Grok means something like to understand profoundly and intuitively. And so it was here. The jury needed to overcome everything they believed about grain and truly understand and accept this new concept, to grok it. To them, grain was just bread or breakfast cereal. No one worries about loaves of bread exploding as you walk down the aisle of a grocery store. They needed to see and feel this strange transformation. As we mentioned before, grain dust in a pile on the ground, nothing happens. If you put a blowtorch to it, nothing happens. But suspended in the air, it is transformed into an explosive gas. But they needed to see and feel this strange transformation. It needed to be part of their basic understanding of the world, not just fancy words from some paid expert. I told my expert that before we got into all the science and the details, we needed a basic demonstration. Even pre-9/11, the judge wouldn't let me blow up anything in the courtroom, so we did it in the parking lot behind the courthouse and we videotaped it. My expert took one pile of grain dust and then split it into 2 piles. He lit a blowtorch and put it on the first pile. Nothing. It just sizzled. Then he put the second pile into a clear plexiglass box that he had built with 2 additions, a foot pump to send a burst of air into the box to stir up the pile, and a spark igniter. He stomped on the air pump, the grain dust went into the air, then he lit the spark, and pow! Loud, dramatic explosion from just a small pile of grain dust. The same grain dust that had just sizzled on the ground. It blew the top off the plexiglass box. We were all shocked. Now he could take the stand and explain how and why it was explosive. But the jury already understood and accepted that surprising basic truth. Grain dust is 4 times more explosive than coal dust. With almost any expert, Think about what your core theme is and be creative about simple demonstrations and other ways you can help the jury to truly accept and believe that core theme. Let the jury carry that with them throughout the trial. I'm confident that every juror had the surprise of that explosion front and center in their minds throughout the trial, that they had truly grokked it, as Heinlein said, and with it, the realization that a dirty grain elevator with piles of grain dust everywhere waiting for that gust of air to stir it up was an invitation to more explosions and to disaster.
Thank you for listening to the Trial Lawyer's Handbook, a courtroom preparation podcast series brought to you by Holland & Knight. For more information on courtroom preparation, please email dan.small@hklaw.com or visit hklaw.com/Daniel-Small.